Harbor, I can't figure this out for the life of me, but we're going to get there. So Harvard, Trump is focused on revoking Harvard's international students. So basically preventing them from being able to have international students come over and be on their campus. Let's mind this out, y'all. Make sure you hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications.
Tonight in President Trump's battle with Harvard, Homeland Security now banning the university from enrolling foreign students. Thousands of students could be forced to transfer now or leave the country. Here's Mary Bruce.
Tonight, a dramatic escalation in the Trump administration's ongoing battle with Harvard. The Department of Homeland Security telling the university it can no longer enroll foreign students, and existing foreign students must transfer or lose their legal status. Adding, let this serve as a warning to all universities and academic institutions across the country. DHS accuses Harvard of perpetuating an unsafe campus environment that is hostile to Jewish students and employing racist diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, accusations Harvard denies. The move tonight leaving nearly 7,000 international students, a quarter of Harvard's student body, in limbo.
They're trying to punish a institution in the United States for not bending to its political will and doing it by attacking international students.
DHS Secretary Kristi Noem saying Harvard now has 72 hours to comply with the administration's demands if they want to reverse the ban.
We've asked them for the backgrounds on students that attend their university, their criminal activity on campus, off of campus, any video or audio footage they have of this violent activity, and they have just simply not complied.
Harvard calls the ban unlawful, saying this retaliatory action threatens serious harm to the Harvard community and our country. Harvard is already suing the administration after it froze $2.2 billion in federal funding to the university, after Harvard refused to comply with the government's demands that they change their curriculum, admissions policies, and end all DEI programs.
Let me tell you something, bro. The last thing that I want a problem with is the federal government. It's the last thing. Bro, I'd rather take my chance on the streets. I'd rather take my chance on the streets with these dusties. I know I can survive on the streets. I don't care how big your endowment is. Harvard's endowment is what, $53 billion? Shout out to Class E. I was supposed to do a video. I am swamped, bro. Happy birthday to my dog, Class E Beats. I am going to personally record a video and make sure that I send that to you over the weekend so that I can acknowledge you. Shout out to my guy. I love you. I appreciate you, Class E. I don't care how much your endowment is. If you want to hurt somebody, then you got to hit them in their pocketbook. There's a lot of universities, not just Harvard, but a lot of universities. Jay Reid says Harvard is going to fight that. Okay, good luck. They got to have big lawyers. They may lose. Because you got to remember, these people are not legal U.S. citizens of the United States of America. They're over here on a student visa that can be approved or revoked at any time based off of whatever it is that the federal government says. You guys are missing the whole point. You think that, okay. Always like to bring this back down from a C student's perspective. And the best way for me to explain this is to go back into the whole lawsuits, relationships, men versus women conversation, right? So celebrities get sued on a regular basis by people that are looking to come up off of them. It's a whole industry behind it. Now, some people will say, how come celebrities don't always fight the lawsuits? Because the lawsuits aren't really big, but it's a come up for the people that's suing them. And sometimes the celebrities settle. Well, why would they settle? Well, sometimes it costs them more in legal fees. Sometimes it's a possibility that they can get a liberal judge and they'll lose. Sometimes they just don't want to go through damaging a reputation because it'll prevent them from being able to do future film work. I look at Johnny Depp, right? Johnny Depp is still paying the price of the accusations from Amber Heard, and he's probably lost hundreds of millions of dollars just from the Pirates of the Caribbean alone. Meanwhile, Amber Heard was still an Aquaman, right? And so my point is that sometimes there is a negative impact, regardless of what goes on, that if you don't comply, and I'm using this to illustrate a point that some fights are not worth fighting. And let's just say, for example, that Harvard, right? Harvard may feel like, oh man, we still want to keep these woke diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff that's in there, right? All right, I'll check that out. Thank you. Thank you, Yukar. All right, I'll check that out. Sometimes it goes by, and Johnny won the case. You're right, Kay Cooper. But think about the reputational damage that comes to Harvard now. Think about if a student, if an international student of a rich parent, rich backgrounds, and remember, that's a quarter of their student body. Do you know that one of the reasons why Harvard wants international students as a quarter of the student body is because it's way more money per credit hour than somebody that is in, like, in district, out of district versus international students. They pay a ungodly amount of money to attend some of the most prestigious American universities. So now their parents and future parents and stuff like that, they are considering something different. They say, you know what? Because international parents and stuff like that, they don't care about what you fighting about here in the United States of America. They care about the safety, the education, and whether or not their child is going to be able to attend the university of their choice. So now your reputation is damaged. Now you're fighting the good fight for diversity, equity, and inclusion for most people who it won't even affect on your campus because you just wanted to, you listened to Obama, and Obama said, yeah, use your $53 billion endowment that you've accumulated to fight the good fight. Now, 25% of your students could possibly risk being deported if they don't switch over to another major university or identify themselves with the major with the federal government. That's what you wanted to fight? This is the fight that you chose to rock out with? Is this what you chose to rock out with? This is the dumbest fight that I've ever seen in my entire life from a university. I've seen it happen on, you know what? Columbia, they complied. University of Michigan, they complied. The Big Ten schools, they starting to rethink their whole alliance. Remember when Rachel Maddow said, yeah, and the Big Ten schools are going to all come together and they're going to fight together. You can't beat the federal government, dog. You can't beat the feds. I don't care if you are. Bro, trillion-dollar companies like Apple, they is trying to comply. They trying to figure it out. You know what, Trump? Yep, we'll invest $500 billion inside of the United States of America. Yep, we'll do it. SoftBank, the UAE, Qatar, the Saudis, oil-rich countries are investing in the United States of America to make sure that they stay in the good graces of the United States. You think that your little, because y'all think that this means something. Do you think that your little $53 billion endowment and you've been getting most of a lot of your money from international students that they got control over and the judges is ruling in Trump's favor? And it'll be different if there was actually protesting something meaningful because they don't want to comply with diversity, eliminating diversity, equity, and inclusion. And instead, they want to get people in off of merit. It's not the fight. I'm going to get it from CNN's perspective because I definitely want to get it from multiple different perspectives. You know, they listen and these places like CNN and stuff, they don't love y'all. They doing it for the ratings. They just want a hot story so they can keep their numbers up so that they can get the advertisers. CNN is not going to make sure that they come to y'all aid at all.
Is hitting back at the Trump administration with a new lawsuit following the government's ban on international admissions to the university. The school now asking a judge to immediately block the move by the Department of Homeland Security. Under the order, those students already enrolled must now transfer to another school or lose their legal status here in the United States, something one Chinese student describes as devastating. Listen.
So basically, it's a mixture of like shock, then to kind of just, you know, you know, devastation, you know, like frustration, and then uncertainty, anxiety, you know, it's a combination of all of those feelings that I would say among students in the community right now.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the order comes after Harvard refused to turn over records of foreign students, and she warns other universities should take notice. Let's bring in CNN crime and justice correspondent Caitlin Polansch. She's here with me in the Situation Room. Caitlin, what more can you tell us about this lawsuit?
Well, Wolf, this may be the big one. The administration of Donald Trump versus one of the most significant.
And I guarantee you he got some of the smartest people in his administration plotting his next plan, the next thing that they're going to take away from him, the next thing that they're going to get into him. And let me say this also. I know y'all think that these universities stick together. They're competing. They'll never openly say it, but universities are competing for the best, the brightest, and also more funding, research funding. They have to compete against each other for research funding from the federal government. They got to compete against each other for the best international students. You think that the other universities are not going to comply, or they're not going to look to compete against you and then take advantage of the fact that you want to fight the good fight? These universities are not sticking together. They're not an alliance. They want your federal funding. They want your programs. They want your students. They want your tuition. They want all of the student body. They want your funding. I thought Harvard was smarter than this, honestly.
Significant cultural institutions in the United States, academic institution, Harvard University. This is a case where Harvard says what the administration has already done yesterday by revoking its ability to have foreign students as part of its programs on campus, that it is an immediate and devastating effect to this university. They say there are more than 7,000 students on their campus with visas, many of them expecting to come back to campus in the summer and fall semesters, starting in the next couple weeks, in the next couple months, and that the immediate effect is going to be on academic programs, research laboratories, clinics, and courses that Harvard has. They say there's going to be thrown into disarray. And if Harvard loses its ability to have international students, if they must either transfer out of the university or leave the United States, which they say that's what the effect is right now, without international students, quote, Harvard is not Harvard. So this suit is very fast moving. The administration is saying that they should be able to do this because allowing a university to enroll foreign students is a privilege, not a right. The administration is very unhappy with Harvard over its allowance of having protests on its campus, things like that.
Somebody in the chat says, I feel this may be overreach, though just being objective. Are we not talking about whether it's overreach or not? It very well may be overreach, 100%. I do not disagree with you whatsoever. That's not the argument that I'm making. That's not the conversation that we're having right now. The argument and the conversation that we're having right now is whether or not you want to be the one to be catching an L. If you want to ruin the university's reputation, if you want to, because regardless of what happens, if you don't think that international students and their parents are going to be rethinking everything that they thought about Harvard, then you are crazy. The conversation, that's an entirely different conversation. That's an entirely different live stream. I'm not saying that it isn't government overreach. That's a conversation to be had, 100%. And we can even explore it tomorrow because I'm doing a live stream tomorrow. And so we can kind of go off the cuff. The thing that I'm asking is, do you think that they're going to then come out of this thing without, let's say hypothetically that Harvard wins the lawsuit, because you know another one is coming, you know another ban is coming, another fight is coming, another lawsuit is coming, all of that stuff, right? Let's say, for example, Harvard wins this one, wins the next one, wins the next one, and then loses the next one. They are going to, at some point, cave, fall, lose. Best case scenario, you come out of this with crazy battle scars, limping, and after getting mauled by a federal tiger. Best case scenario, you come out of this thing limping. This reminds me of Remember during Biden administration and during the lockdowns and stuff like that, and people was like, oh man, it's government overreach. I can't believe that you can't say COVID, or you can't talk about the vax, or you can't do this. Stand up to them. Stand up to them. Say it. And I was just looking. I was just looking at people. I was like, you got it. YouTube had came out temporarily for a time and came up with some stricter penalties and was like, listen, if you curse or you say these words within the first 7 to 15 seconds of the video or the stream, that's going to get demonetized and all of that stuff. I was just looking at people. Guess what? Those same people that was sitting there advocating while other people was getting banned and they was losing their channels and losing their monetization, they ain't nowhere to be found. They ain't nowhere to be found. I seen all kinds of people getting banned. I seen RZA Islam getting banned. I seen a whole bunch of people losing their channel, getting banned, and all of that. I was just looking at people. I was like, you got it. Fight the good fight. Fight the good fight, big dog. Fight. You got it. Stand up against the man. Whole another administration, whole another group of people, they still demonetizing. Ain't nobody coming back to save them. All of them people that was rah-rahing and putting that battery in their back, they moved on. They still watching you. They watching other content creators that's monetized, that adjusted. They watching other people that adjusted. I ain't listening to nobody put no battery in my back. I'm going to make a, it ain't about whether RZA Islam is good. We not talking about that. We're talking about whether or not you want to be the one to catch the L over certain things. I believe that certain fights, let me just say this. I believe that certain fights are worth fighting. I believe that certain fights are worth fighting. The question that you have to ask yourself when you had a conversation is, what is it going to cost you, and is it worth paying a penalty for it? I think about that all the time. I think about, for example, and this is wide reaching. I think about, for example, how somebody in the next room going crazy. I think about, for example, how I think about the civil rights movement, for example, right? Or I think about how people died for your right to vote. You know what I'm saying? Just in a vacuum, just in general. I think about how people died for your right to vote. And I think to myself, like, considering that you have such low voter turnout rates in urban communities, or Black people only vote one way, or people sometimes come up here and say, man, it don't even matter. I ain't voting. I don't even care about voting. And I'd be thinking to myself, well, what if the people could see, let's say they're in heaven and they looking down and they paying attention to what the impact was of the thing that they sacrificed. If they knew what the problem would be, would they still do it? You see what I'm saying? Would they die knowing that they're trying to do something so somebody else could have the opportunity to take advantage of it? Would Martin Luther King would have sacrificed his life knowing that people are more racist than ever before? Would people have put their head on the guillotine if they had the foresight to be able to see and predict in the future how it was going to be different than what they died for? Would they have been a martyr? You see what I'm saying? And that's why I say I pick and choose my battles, because it's, my father said this to me one time, and it stuck with me. It was one of the biggest lessons that ever stuck to me. He said, Anton, it's not always about what's right or wrong. It's about what's conducive. And he said that to me because I always used to challenge and stand on what's right or whatever. And he said, Anton, if it doesn't translate into it actually impacting people in a positive way, if you're just doing it just to be considered right versus you doing it to be impactful, then make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons. Make sure it's worth the sacrifice. And it changed my perspective on everything. It changed my perspective. It changed the way I communicated. It changed the way I interacted with people in real life. It changed the way I networked. It changed me. It changed as far as how I deal with women, the arguments that you pick and choose versus the stuff that you don't care about and you keep it moving. It changed everything. Changed everything. And so now, and this is one of the reasons why you got to have a strong father in your life too, because you need to evaluate how it's going to impact you. Is it worth it? If somebody steps on your shoe, and I know that we're going down a rabbit hole here, but I'm trying to make a point. If somebody steps on your shoe and you spent $110 for these Air Force Ones, right? And they scuff it up. And I say, man, shit. Dang, bro. I just got these. I could confront them, right? And they know they stepped on my shoe. And they looking at me. And it could be just off of standing off a principle respect thing. And I could risk it. And I might win. And I might win and go to jail. And this is the way that my brain works. And it's like it works like in a split second. And I evaluate all of my options at the same time. Or I might fight them. And I might still lose. Or I might fight them and I might win. And then they could come back and shoot me because they were standing your ground, and it's, and then when we got to court, they may get off because they may say it's no reason for you to have fought somebody over a scuff over an Air Force One, and it could escalate. Or if he apologized, I could just walk away and say, you know what? No big deal, big dog. Or I could make it a bigger deal than it really is because it's only $110, and I got way more than $110 that's sitting here right now, right? I got hundreds of $10 just in fives and tip money. Or if he's beefing and he really won't smoke, I could still walk away and I can go home to my family and I can go and buy another pair of Air Force Ones. All I'm saying is I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you what to stand for, depending on what the circumstance is. All I'm saying is pick and choose your battles carefully, wisely, and understand that you're not going to be able to redo it again.